You're listening to WAER News at WAER.org and NPR One. I'm Katie Zolkowski. School is back in session across central New York, but many districts here, across the state, and nationwide are facing a serious teacher shortage. Senator Chuck Schumer stopped at Pine Grove Middle School in East Syracuse Friday to explain why. He told a lobby full of district officials that a federal college loan forgiveness program for people who go into public service is not being used.
The group we had in mind when we passed this legislation were teachers, but the Secretary of Education has so constricted this program that maybe only 1% of the people eligible get the program. We allocated $3.5 billion for it, and that money is just sitting there.
Schumer is working on legislation to force the spending of the money in an effort to attract more potential teachers and curb the shortage. One of those who took advantage of the program a few years ago is Inez Tamilia, who teaches English as a new language in the East Syracuse Manoa District.
The reason I'm able to pay my bills and look forward to my life in 3 years is because I'm able to eventually get a new car, get a new house, be able to afford all those things, and be able to afford daycare for my children.
Without the loan forgiveness program, Schumer says those considering a teaching career might opt to take a better paying but less fulfilling job in the private sector. A study shows New York State will need to hire an average of 14,000 teachers per year to keep up with demand, even as enrollment shrinks. Schumer also wants to maintain the Title II grant program, which is used by school districts to recruit and retain teachers by offering professional development. For more on this and other local news stories, you can visit our website, WAER.org.